Romans 8:28. And we know one of the most important things that you'll ever learn from the Scripture is that you need to know some things.
Yes, sir. Amen.
When John writes his little epistle, he 13 times in 1 John, he says, no. Here's some things you need to know. You hear Paul is telling us that we know all things. And one of the toughest things in the world for you and I to just sit down and reconcile in our minds is that very truth, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. We're dealing with that thought tonight still. Them that love God. Them that love God. Tonight, we're going to take a little test. I'm not going to pass out papers and we're not going to raise hands. We're just going to take a little test. A test does two things. It reveals our ignorance or it reveals our ability to understand. When we look at this truth, them that love God, we ought to know whether or not we do.
Amen.
There ought to be something that would tell us, sure,
Amen.
You love the Lord.
Amen.
And there ought to be something that we could tell in others that they love the Lord.
Amen.
And let me just ask you this tonight. Do you love the Lord?
Amen.
Do you truly love the Lord Jesus Christ? Now we're going to find out the answer to that question tonight, and I laid down about 14 questions today. We're only going to deal with a few of them tonight, but I laid down 14 questions today that would reveal to us whether or not we really love the Lord Jesus Christ. The first one is this: one who is in love has his mind on the object of his love. Now here's the question. Is your mind on the Lord God Almighty?
Amen.
If you ever been in love, then you know your mind is on the object of that love. You can't think without thinking about the one you love.
Amen.
Your mind is consistently on the one you love.
Amen.
And when that happens, others are pressed aside. All of those other things that you had before, they now are pushed away, and now you can see only that one that your mind is stayed upon.
Amen.
Do you really love the Lord?
Amen.
If you love the Lord, then your mind is on the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Himself said in Matthew chapter number 6, verse number 21, where your treasures are, there will your heart be also. Now, if God is our treasure, if the Lord Jesus Christ is truly a treasure to us, then where should our minds be? On the Lord Himself, in every circumstance. I promise you, when love struck me, I couldn't get Ginger K out of my head. I'd shake it, do all kind of things, but she just wouldn't leave my head. I kept thinking about her, and kept thinking about her, and kept thinking about her. And I promise you, if you ever fall in love with the Lord God Almighty, then your thoughts are going to be on Him, and you're going to have that thought on a consistent basis. The psalmist said, when I awake, you're there. Which means simply that he went to bed thinking about the Lord and woke up thinking about the Lord. I used to dream about the coming of the Lord Jesus. I preached on it so much that it literally became a reality in my mind, and I dreamed about the coming of the Lord. One night I was awakened by the most beautiful sound in music I ever heard in my life. Now, I couldn't find the source of the music. It had to come from another world, evidently. But I was awakened by that music at the coming of the Lord Himself. Just a note that seemed to fill the whole of the house, all because my mind was stayed on that very subject. I still want Jesus to come. Amen. Not just back then, I still want Him to come, because there is a love in my heart, and there should be a love in your heart for the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you love Him, your mind is on Him. Secondly, if you love Him, you want to communicate with Him. My uncle said, Ginger and I talked so much on the telephone every evening when we couldn't get together. We were talking on the telephone. My uncle told my dad and mom, said, Larry and Ginger won't have a thing in the world to talk about when they get married. They've said it all. Amen. You remember George saying that? But there's a desire, that desire to hear her voice. I'd get my chores done, do whatever I had to do, from schoolwork, what she didn't do for me, and I'd go to the telephone. Now listen, when we first started courting, we had party lines. You remember that? Party lines. And what that meant was you had to wait for a chance. And then somebody would pick it up and say, Larry, would you hang up a few minutes and let me make a phone call? And we'd hang up. And I couldn't wait for them to get through so I could call Ginger again. Now, what I'm saying to you is just simple little truths. Hear me. If you love the Lord, you want to communicate with the Lord. There's a desire in your heart that consistent. You want to get to His Word. You want to get to Him in prayer. You want to be in the house of God. We'll talk about that later on down the line. But all of the things that pertain to the Lord Jesus, we want to be a part of. We want to communicate with Him. Listen, communication is one of the greatest things God gave us. What in this world outstrips prayer? Brother, you said tonight as we were walking down the hall, nothing is stronger than prayer. As a matter of fact, you said thunder and lightning is not stronger than prayer. And how true that is. Nothing is more strong than prayer itself. Prayer is my earnest need. And it's my most needed thing. I need to pray more. You need to pray more. And we need to learn to pray just like we're talking. Lord, I was in a meeting one time and the preacher called on the fellow beside me to pray. And I didn't think he was ever going to start praying. I waited and I waited and I waited. And he said, Lord, you heard him call on me to pray. And I don't know what to say. And I don't even know why he called on me. But you do. And about that time, folks started shouting. You know why? Because he got in touch. We get into forms and so on in our praying, and I do that. All of us do. Amen. But we need to learn just to realize, hey, when we talk to God, we need to talk to God like He's a brother. That's what He is. Like He's our Father. That's what He is. Not as a stranger, not as someone that's deaf and can't hear us, but as someone that loves us and loves us dearly. And we love Him. Can you communicate with the Lord? Amen. Do you really desire to communicate with the Lord? Our love would be incomplete without communication. Amen. Do you realize that you'd never know you were loved if somebody didn't tell you? If I go a day or so and don't say, Ginger, I love you, or you know, she'll say, do you love me? Do you love me?
Amen. Yes,
amen. And I said, well, I'm thinking about it. Oh, no.
Amen.
Oh, I couldn't get by with that, I don't think. Not at all. But we need to communicate.
Amen.
Communicate with the Lord God Almighty. Listen to me. If I'm away, normally twice a day I'll call her. Call her in the morning, call her in the evening. So, well, I get tired of that. No, not none of me. No, sir. If you love the one you're calling, then you want to hear their voice. You want that communication. And if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to call on Him. And you want to hear from Him. Is that right? You want to hear from Him. Not them, you want to hear from Him. God help us to listen to what He has to say. Go to the Word of God. Read what He has to say. Which brings me to another thought. In this reality of communication, we didn't just use the telephone. The first years we were married, we were apart more than we were together. For about 10 years, as a matter of fact. And boy, I'll tell you, the letters went and the letters came. Over and over and over and over again. Sometimes I'd write the same thing, but I wrote it. And I put it in the mail and sent it away. And oftentimes we'd be out on patrol and we'd set up a means through shortwave to call our mates from around the world. We were completely on the other side of the world and we could talk through them on the airplane through shortwave. We had to have somebody on the ground. We'd get in touch with them, and they'd relay, and y'all, you had to do all this over stuff. I got tired of over and over and over, and she did too, I guess. But listen, in the midnight, out there flying on a patrol, sometimes it gets lonely when you're by yourself. Amen. And a lot of times I was by myself. Everybody else was snoring. Except the radio man, and he's the one that had to do the patchwork. And he'd say, "Monty, you want to talk to your wife?" I said, "Get her done. Get her done." Amen. And I'd talk to her from halfway around the world. Hear me. Communication is a necessity. Amen. We must communicate with God. Amen. If you love Him, no one has to say to you, "Are you praying?" If you love the Lord Jesus, and you're going to be praying. You're a praying individual if you love the Lord. That's all there is to it. Amen. Thirdly, grief at offending the one you love. Have you ever cried because you've offended the Lord? Amen. Have you ever wept? I mean, honestly, came to the altar or bowed before God and wept because you've disappointed Him and you've broken His law and you've sinned against Him? Have you done that recently? How often do you really come before God with pathos, literally hurting inside and crying because you know you've sinned against God? I'm fearful we don't do that enough. Simon Peter, you recall, denied the Lord Jesus Christ. And on his denial, remember when the Lord looked at him, the Scripture said he went out and wept bitterly. He wept because he loved him. Though he had denied him, he loved him. Sure. And one of the greatest encouragements I've ever found in the Word of God is when the Lord Jesus, after his resurrection, said to Mary, "Go and tell my disciples and Peter." God singled him out. Our Lord singled him out and said, "Make sure Simon Peter knows that I've forgiven him and I'm alive." I wonder how many times You and I have done the same thing.
Amen.
You see, we deny Him not necessarily in saying, I don't know Him, but in just acting like we don't know Him.
Amen.
We deny Him in our actions. We deny Him in our speech.
Yes.
We deny Him quite often.
Amen.
But like Simon Peter, we need to weep bitterly.
Amen.
We need to learn to weep. If you can't weep, you need to learn to weep. Need to cry a tear. God help us. We'll wade around in a sea of sin and never cry a tear at an offended God.
Amen.
And why so? Because we really don't love Him.
Amen.
If we loved Him, our heart would be broken when we sin.
Amen.
No one would have to tell us. No one would have to point the finger. God Himself lets us know by the good Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We've sinned against Him. How often have you wept at the abused mercy of God? Our Lord Jesus bled and died for our sins.
Amen.
Took the load of our sins upon Himself. And we're too hard-hearted to weep one tear when we offend Him. When you offend the one you love, you well know it.
Amen.
Now, my wife will tell you this is so. Down through the years, if I've offended her, before I can pray, I have to say, sweetheart, I'm sorry.
Amen.
I'm sorry. And the bad thing is, she knows I'm going to do that. Huh? Oh, yeah, she uses that. Hello?
Amen.
She knows it's going to happen. She knows without fail He's going to say, I'm sorry, because He has to pray.
Yeah.
That's just not fair. Is it? But listen to me carefully. Keep this in mind. When you offend the Lord Jesus, you need to fall on your face before Him and say, Lord God, I'm sorry.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. Forgive me. Mercy. Cry for mercy.
Amen.
Cry for mercy. Don't be ashamed to cry, mercy.
Amen.
Oh God, send me mercy. Mercy is the crowning jewel of glory. Listen, God wants to be merciful to us. You want to be merciful to your children? You want to be merciful to anyone you love? Then the fact is that God loves us and He wants to be merciful to us.
Amen.
And He will be.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to cry for mercy.
Amen.
God's storehouse is full. I promise you, it's never been depleted. There is an ample supply. Cry for mercy.
Amen.
God wants to bestow it upon us. Mercy! God, have mercy.
Amen.
Weep when He's offended. Then those whom we love, we surely, quickly, and firmly stand in their defense. Amen. Now keep this in mind. Get a hold of this. By the way, the disciples were told not to speak in the name of the Lord Jesus. You remember that? And they said, we ought to obey God rather than man. Now, can I tell you tonight, we ought to obey God rather than man. We're in a quandary in this country right now, and a lot of churches are obeying man rather than obeying God. And I promise you they're going to pay for that. Muchly so. We must obey God.
Amen.
We march to another drum, honey. Our music comes from another world.
Amen.
Our orders come from another world. God help us to realize that. I'm going to tell you tonight before God, it offends the Lord God for the church not to meet. And we are not defending His honor. We're not defending His word. And we're not defending Him when we close the doors of the church. Because man said to do so. And you're welcome. We're quick to defend those that we love. Not long ago, I was in an establishment, and a fellow was using the Lord's name in vain. And I said, "Excuse me, sir, do you know him?" And he kind of looked at me right dumbfounded. He was dumb anyway. I mean, you're dumb when you don't know but two words. And he said, "H-E double hockey sticks, no." I said, "Well, that's obvious, because his last name is definitely not Damn." Hey, look up here at me. You wouldn't do that? You ought to do that.
Sure.
You ought to do that.
Amen.
The God of glory's name should not be profaned in your presence and you not say something about it. If you love him, hey, are you going to let somebody say something bad about your mama?
No.
I dressed a fella down in Hardy's one morning. My father-in-law was sitting right beside me. His eyes were big as... And I told him right quick, I said, "Let me tell you something, sir. I'm a preacher, but I was a killer before I was a preacher.
Amen.
I'm a trained killer. I know how it's done. I know how to do it. And I'm going to beat you like a borrowed mule if you don't get to my mama's house and apologize to her today."
Amen.
You know what he done? He went to my mama's house and knocked on her door and apologized to my mama.
Amen.
You say, "Well, wouldn't do nothing like that." Well, I know why you wouldn't do nothing.
Amen.
You don't love your mama.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, yeah. You're not going to say anything bad about my mama because I love my mama. You're not going to say anything bad about my daddy. I love my daddy. You're not going to say anything about my family. I love my family. Are you hearing me? And you're not going to say anything bad in my presence about the God in heaven who sent his darling son to bleed and die for my worthless hide. Glory to God. You ought to stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't be fearful to say you're wrong and he's right.
Amen.
The God of our salvation deserves to have an advocate.
Amen.
And we ought to be the advocate.
Amen.
Fear not. Fear not, little flock. Fear not. If you're God's child, fear not to say, "Hey, hey. You're talking about my daddy.
Amen.
You're talking about my father.
Amen.
You don't know him, obviously, so don't talk about him like that." But so few people have the guts to do that.
Amen.
Hey, listen. I was taught early on in my training, listen, they can kill you, but they can't eat you. The Geneva Convention says they can't eat you. All they can do is kill you. So don't worry about it. Was any of you fellas ever told that? That's what they told us. So I just, hey, so what? They can't eat me. And most of this outfit that's cursing your God, too fat to have to eat you now.
Amen.
They're living on God's mercy. Eating God's food, drinking God's water, breathing God's air. Are you hearing me? And God Almighty's given them mercy enough for their heart to beat and rush the blood through their body. They're living because of the mercy of God Almighty and too stupid to understand that.
Amen.
Remind them that there's a God in heaven and you know him.
Amen.
If you know him and if you love him, you don't want his name abused. You don't want his church abused.
Amen.
You don't want his men abused.
Amen.
The church of the Lord Jesus Christ has been abused down through the ages.
That's right.
It's nothing new. And I want to tell you something tonight, and most of us have not learned this, and some of you will never believe it until it finally comes to light, But all of this mess that's going on and shutting down this, that, and the other is focused directly toward the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They want to be able to say to you, you can't go to church.
Amen.
But you look up here at this boy. I don't care what they say.
Amen.
There is a God in heaven. Now listen, I'm not talking about being a rebel. I'm talking about being obedient to a higher power. And you and I have that responsibility to be true to a higher power. We owe our allegiance to the Lord God Almighty. Uncle Sam got 10 years of my life. If he wanted 10 more years than I have it, he could have it. Are you listening to me? I love my country. I don't want people desecrating the flag. As a matter of fact, I promised to kill a man for desecrating the flag of the United States of America at one time. But I didn't get to him, and I'm glad I didn't. Thank God I didn't. But I would have slain him. As sure as God made little green apples, all they said do, they told him to urinate on the flag. They used another word. And they told him to defecate on the flag, and he did that. And I told an old chief petty officer hanging beside me on a barbed wire fence, I said, when I get off this fence, I'll kill him.
Amen.
And that old boy said, no, you'll have to beat me, Monty.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
I love my country. I love my church. I love my pastor.
Amen.
I love the Lord that saved me by His grace. If I'll stand for the flag and I'll stand for the country, I'll stand for the Lord God in heaven that saved me.
Amen.
And I want to be an advocate. I don't want to just sit down and let things happen and not say anything about it. God help us to stand tall and say, hey, that's far enough. Every one of us ought to have a line drawn in the sand somewhere.
Yes, sir.
And say, that's as far as I'll go. I'll go not one step farther. No farther shall I go. I'm honoring God.
Amen.
And He alone. Most of us have no lines drawn. But you'll stand and stand readily for those that you love.
Amen.
Everything in this world is designed to take away your sensitivity of spirituality.
Amen.
When Lot was in Sodom, Simon Peter said his righteous soul was vexed by the filthy conversation of the wicked. That word vexed means that he was worn down. You understand that term? Worn down. Now what happens is the world keeps feeding us this jargon and this ungodliness, and after a while, at one time, it made you so mad you'd steam. But now you see, you've seen it so much and heard it so much that you become desensitized to the wickedness that's about you. You're being fed, spoon-fed, and then shovel-fed, and now truck-fed. Because it just keeps going on and keeps going on, and no one stands against it. And if you stand against ungodliness in this world tonight, you're marked as someone that was dropped on their head and as a baby more than one time. Oh yeah. Listen, don't be afraid for somebody to call you whatever they want to. Don't be fearful because they have a name for you.
Amen.
Stand for something.
Yes. Yes.
Don't be afraid to stand up and say, He is my Savior.
Amen.
Don't be cowardly. I remember the account of Stephen declaring the Word of God. Plain and simple. just declaring the Word of God, the history of Israel and how the Lord Jesus came. And they got so angry that they stoned him, slew him. He's not the only one. Throughout the scriptures, that's taken place. Don't get the idea that you're persecuted when somebody says something about you or says something bad about you because you believe the Word of God.
Amen.
Take it as a compliment.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. There's that old holy Joe. Well, thank God.
Amen.
I'd whole lot rather be a holy Joe than a whole unholy, bound for hell heathen. Hey, this thing's going to be over shortly.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said? This thing is going to be over shortly, and God's people need to get a backbone like a saw log and not be fearful to lift their voices and declare that God is and His Word's true and He's truly coming back for His church.
Amen.
Stand against the wickedness and don't be fearful to do so. The pledge of the flag of the United States of America is now being said and was said at the Democratic Convention the other night. And it left out under God. Hello. Now it wasn't the delegates, I don't think, of the convention, but some of that other outfit said the pledge of the flag. And they left out under God. Well, hey, here we are.
Amen. Right.
Here we are.
Amen.
And how many years have we been preaching it? How many years have we been teaching it? How many years have the book said it? Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Listen to me. Jesus is coming.
Amen.
And the closer we get to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the more so hell is going to show itself. And the more so the urchins of hell are going to be screaming and going on and spitting out their venom.
Amen.
Fear not. Fear not. The words of the Lord Himself. Be not afraid.
Amen.
Take courage.
Amen.
Stand for what you believe.
Yes.
And do so without apology. I'm going to say this and I'm finished. Many a preacher has preached eloquently in his pulpit and then apologized at the end of the sermon if I've offended any of you. If I've offended any of you, take it to Jesus.
Amen.
Take it to Jesus.
Amen.
Tell Him, the preacher offended me tonight. Take it to Jesus. Don't come talk to me about it.
Amen.
You won't like my answers.
Amen.
I'm sick and tired. Sick and tired of believers saying they're believers and not standing
Amen.
For the good things of God.
Amen.
Years ago, I hadn't been pastoring in Florida but a short while. And I went to the service station. It's no longer there. Long since been demolished. And the owner of the station was doing some work on one of my tires. And I stepped inside. It was wintertime. Cold in Florida, believe it or not. And they had an old pot-bedded stove there. And I'd stand there, warm myself. There's four or five men over in the corner. And I just glanced over that way and I saw that they had a pornographic magazine. And I said, how many of you fellas going to take that to your Sunday school class Sunday morning? Son, I mean, you talk about getting rid of a book. I mean, they got rid of it right now. Well, I went on and got my work done, paid the men, left out. About 4 or 5 days later, I was in the grocery store. And one of those men walked up to me and said, "Brother Larry, I appreciate what you did the other day."
Amen.
He said, "I didn't have any business being a part of that."
Amen.
He said, "I'm a Sunday school teacher, and I don't have any business doing that. I'm sorry, and I've asked God to forgive me." I said,
"Amen.
That's all necessary, isn't it?"
Amen.
Huh? Yeah. If somebody hadn't have said something, he'd been doing it the next day and the next day and the next day. Hey, there's nothing in the world wrong with being brave for the cause of Christ. No, no. Listen. Fearfulness is not a part of the saint's life. Did you hear that? Fearfulness is not a part of the saint's life. The very fact that you love the Lord gives you bravery. Puts bravery in your heart. Huh? Let me illustrate that. Just think about this for a minute. How many of you know what a chicken is? Well, the rest of you are going to learn. A chicken is a little two-legged animal that runs around, bark, 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 you know, and lays eggs. Quack, 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 what I done? And all that kind of thing. And they hatch those eggs. You know that? That's where other little chicklets come from. They hatch those eggs. Now, once those eggs are hatched, them little chicklets are running around with mama. If a snake happens to show up, guess what mama does? She'll tackle that snake to keep the snake off her chicklets.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said?
Amen.
Do you understand what I just said to you? Huh? You know why she does that? Because she loves those chicklets. I don't know how a hen loves. I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know. That's one of the things I know nothing about, how a hen loves. But I know this. If a mama loves her children, she'll stand for those children, do what she can to protect them. Say amen right there.
Amen.
And if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, God will give you bravery to stand against the world and say, "Hey, that's my Lord you're talking about. And I'd appreciate if you'd keep his name out of your filthy mouth."
Amen.
That's right. Hello?
Yeah.
So I just can't say that. Well, come get me, I'll say it for you.
Amen.
God help us to not be ashamed. Listen, if we love him, you're going to be his advocate.
Amen.
Yeah. He's our advocate. My soul, he's our advocate before the Father. The devil says, "Look what Larry's done." And the Lord Jesus said, "Father, he's mine.
Amen.
I bled, I died for him.
Amen.
He's mine." Now, am I going to just let things happen and say nothing about it when I can say something about
Amen.
It? Stand for Jesus. You won't be sorry
Amen.
That you did. Let's stand together. Father, thank you. Thank you for the love you put in our hearts for your darling son. Thank you. I'm glad we can love it. Glad we can love you. Now, Lord, help that love to be pure. May it not be tarnished with all the things of this world, but may it be pure.